your show. We're launching into hour number two. You can bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Phones are loaded up. Let's roll right into the calls and talk to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I just wanted to point something out here about the polls, first of all, and that is people who want to be left alone are the ones who tend to vote libertarian, and they hang up on the pollster.
That's a good point.
And the people who value their right to privacy are a lot of the ones who are going to be voting for the libertarians, and they refuse to answer who they're going to be voting for.
Or unlisted numbers. I mean, yeah.
They feel that, you know, they... vote should be done the way the constitutional, you know, election, then open the ballot box and then find out who wins instead of trying to find out weeks. I mean, this is 2007, and the election isn't until December of 2008.
November, but yes.
No, it's in November the electors get elected. And then in December the electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot. You know, the election...
Yep.
Is in December of 2008. Okay, I'm, you know, being picky again. I'm setting you up.
I appreciate it, Tom. I really do, because it's important to get the facts straight, and you're good at that. You're good at calling us out on the carpet there. Anything else on your mind tonight?
In Iraq, okay, the United States Armed Forces and, the multinational strike force and all, mostly the United Nations went in and wiped out the opposing army. An organized army, to exaggerate, that was the easy part.
Yes, it was.
Ever since then, they've suffered a lot more casualties from one-way attacks because they never know who's going to strike, nor when, nor where, nor how. You see, that's why they've lost a lot more that way, and because of that, a lot of voters in this country have also learned their lesson about electing candidates who support that war. And so, of course, the Republican majorities in Congress are no more. Now it's the Democrats.
Right, and then the Democrats didn't do anything. They, you know, they were running and campaigning against the war, but they've yet to do a damn thing about it. And so that's all going to bubble over, hopefully, within the next year or so. And
so
maybe
they're not
Ron
the
Paul
commander-in-chief. They're not the commander-in-chief. And there is that statute authorizing the war, and they don't know how to make the commander-in-chief withdraw the troops.
Well, they could if they really had the will. If they wanted to, they could cut off the funding, and, you know, they could do a variety of different things. They are the Congress, and they still are one of the three branches of government, and if they were to actually utilize their power, then they could rein him in. But as long as they just sit on their hands, of course he's going to do whatever he wants to.
Now, compare this, these one-way attacks, where these people are going to go out and blow themselves up, and they're going to get killed, but they're going to take out a number of, from their point of view, enemy combatants.
Mm-hmm.
Compare that with the Battle of Red Bluff on November 19th of 2002, when the cop pulled into the gas station and somebody was waiting there, just walked up, took out the enemy officer in Red Bluff, California, with a few shots and fled from the battlefield, and the government didn't know about it until the next cop happened to pull in to refuel. The freedom fighter was long gone. He was captured a week later in Concord, New Hampshire, but, you know, he had already inflicted his damage on the enemy.
Yeah, but it didn't do any good. I mean, that's just, you just got a dead cop on your hands in that particular case. And you know what, Tom? There are a lot of cops that are of a libertarian mindset, that there are a lot of cops that can be salvaged, that it'd be silly to just start bumping off the police.
I wouldn't have found out about the liberty message and libertarianism if it wasn't for law enforcement officers. They informed me when I was in prison for 9 years. It was those guys that let me know, the prison officers.
There are some really bad cops out there, but the fact is there are some good ones as well. And to advocate just bumping cops off, it's counterproductive. Thanks for the call, man, though. Great beginning to the call. 800-259-9231. If you bring Tom on the air and you let him go for long enough, he'll get to advocating violence.
At the very least, he gives us the opportunity on a regular basis to disavow violence in our non-violent libertarian revolution.
That's a good point. Let's go to the phones and talk to Nick in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's up?
I just wanted to talk. I was actually at the
the rally outside the debates last night in Manchester.
Yes.
Have you had anybody calling who's actually there on the ground?
No one has yet called to give us a debate report. However, I have heard that the Ron Paul supporters were vastly outnumbering all of the other candidate supporters combined.
I don't know if the combined is quite accurate. We were larger.
That was the report
any,
I heard.
We were
and
larger
the pictures
than any
bore
one
out.
Group.
Go ahead.
We were larger than any one group, and we were close to how, I don't know, I'd say more like a third of the people there were Ron Paul supporters.
Not too shabby.
But we were definitely louder than everybody else, and from, you know, walking across the campus there at St. Anselm's College, you could hear Ron Paul being chanted above everybody else,
mm-hmm.
you know, from probably 1,000 yards away. So
That really has to chafe some of those big mainstream media guys that are doing everything they can to marginalize Ron Paul, to actually have real people out there in support of him. That's really got to bug him.
I'm sure it does. Actually, there were some cops there because there was a penned-off free speech zone.
The free speech zone where you're in a cage.
Oh. Yeah, basically. But we actually chanted something to the effect of "End the police state, vote Ron Paul," and some of the guys laughed. And
so the cops, you mean?
Oh yeah, yes, they were good spirited about it. So
well, that's good. The cops aren't as nasty in New Hampshire as they are everywhere else.
No, but interestingly enough, last night a caller from Oklahoma—I forget their name—had called in,
I think Bill.
Saying that Ron Paul hadn't been mentioned really at all on the national media.
Mm-hmm.
That night following the debates. But I turned on Rock 101, which is the local station in Manchester, New Hampshire. And it's a music station, but the
right.
DJs were actually talking about Ron Paul. Unfortunately,
after the
by
show
the time
or the next morning?
Huh?
Was that after the debate or the next morning?
Oh, no. That was when the debate was going on.
Oh, wow.
Right. We left a little bit before 7 o'clock, and
I'm surprised
turned
on they have
the
real DJs on at night. That's
yeah.
unusual.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and so they were talking about him, and they were going to re-air. I guess he did an interview over at Rock 101 in Manchester,
yeah.
I think the day before, and they were going to re-air that, and I didn't actually get to hear that. But and also back, the Sentinel, Keene Sentinel in Keene, New Hampshire, this morning I looked at the newspaper, and they made note of the fact that Ron Paul had a lot of supporters, so our presence
Great.
There did some good. I mean,
well, you know, you're right about that. Eventually it's going to be to the point where it cannot be ignored any longer. Nick, any final thoughts?
I just wanted to point out that in New Hampshire, I mean, the media captured a lot more of the support for Ron Paul, and they give him, more attention than the national media. So, and it is, New Hampshire is where the New Hampshire primary takes place. So while people in Oklahoma might not get to see it just yet, I mean, in New Hampshire there is, I think the voters are getting a lot more exposure to Ron Paul than...
You know, one of the fortuitous things about this is that the Free State Project, who the vast majority of the members would vote for Ron Paul, happens to be in, New Hampshire's the destination for that.
Yes.
And New Hampshire's the primary that really counts when it comes for, making the king, naming the next president. Wayne was telling me earlier that that's not true in every case, but it certainly solidifies the candidate's... claim to the throne. As
oh,
well.
Yeah.
I was also listening. I caught a little bit of NPR's coverage of it.
He was on for an hour. I listened to the whole thing, actually.
Did you? Well, they actually kind of covered the debate. This wasn't the interview with him, but this was sort of coverage of it. And they mentioned that Ron Paul sounded like a Democrat.
Okay.
Well, that'll play with the NPR crowd, right?
Yes, it will.
So that's good. Nick, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I mean, if Ron Paul wins New Hampshire... It's a possibility. It could happen.
And it's certainly possible that he could win New Hampshire.
When is the New Hampshire primary? Is it January of 2008?
I think that's what it is, actually.
January or February.
Yeah, it's early on.
Early.
So, I wish it were a little bit later because then we could have more Free Staters in here. But nonetheless, I mean, more people are moving here as part of the Free State Project week after week. It's the summer. It's almost the summertime now. The time is right for people to move. I know that a number of our listeners, I think Bill from Virginia, he hasn't called in a little while, but he's the guy that runs a gun store down in Virginia. He's moving up here this summertime. There's a variety of people who've just gotten here a couple of weeks ago. So all this is going to work towards promoting Ron Paul down the line, and maybe he could win.
End of January, beginning of February.
800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You! spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway, and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, motherfucker! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. It's your show. If you take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, bring up what you want. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. Live streams included, broadband version of the show and a dial-up version waiting for you free. freetalklive.com.
Pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, very little. But the Prometheus Institute, that's readpi.com, is looking to change that by implementing practical and innovative solutions to today's most pressing policy issues. Visit readpi.com today. That's readpi.com.
Righto, as we go to the phones, to the fun, it is Gary in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gary. Is Gary there? Gary in New York? Gary going once?
Gary?
Gary going twice.
Don't hide now. Come on.
All right. Let's try. Gary, hello there.
Yes, this is Gary calling from Brooklyn. Good evening, Wayne, Ian, and Mark.
Hey, dude, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the laissez-faire capitalism thing, man.
Sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, you were talking about it's impossible for them to take over a town, but I think 200 years of American government has proven that this does not work because, and I think it was Wayne that mentioned the book, The Truth About Robber Barons.
Mm-hmm.
It was an article on Mises.org.
Yeah, okay, I'll actually look that up and read it, man, but, you know, I'm from Pittsburgh, man, so we have a lot of experience with this. And what happened was, you know, Carnegie took over the whole town, and him and other and all the other steel mill guys, right?
Yeah.
You know, people were dying in the mines and the mills every day, so everybody got sick of it, started protesting, and you know, and saying we can't take it anymore. So what he did was just hire a bunch of Pinkertons, and the Pinkertons came into town and massacred all of them.
Well, you know, Carnegie and his enterprises did have protection of government.
Yeah, right. But I mean, but he also hired his own private security dudes, and they just came in and shot everybody. So, I totally agree with that other caller, Eric, man, but I also agree with y'all. Like, you know, I could care less, man. I hope government disappears tomorrow. But at the same time, I mean, what does the average citizen do? What can the average citizen do if a rich guy can go hire 50 armed thugs and come in and shoot everybody?
But what is the incentive for a rich guy to do something like that? When Wayne said that Carnegie had government protection, he didn't mean the police force. What did you mean by that, Wayne?
Well,
Pinkerton hired the Pinkertons are private detectives. They're not the government.
Right.
So he just hired like 50 dudes to come in and shoot everybody.
Well, you can do that, but then he could be brought up on charges. That's racketeering. That's the mafia. That's no different.
Right. When you said he had protection, what did you mean by that?
Well, at the time, he was very well tied in with the government. I mean, there were a lot of the big so-called industrialists back there, and very few of them were really, especially when you got into the early to mid-1900s, a lot of those men were actually had a lot of people in government that they would help to protect them and from competition and to protect them from liability. There were very few real true laissez-faire capitalists in the early 1900s.
Right, and again, we're not talking about what happened back then, but now talking about what's realistically likely to happen in the future, and that
right.
is that
technology's changed a lot of things as far as a person's individual freedom and liberty. And I'm not sure that liberty. I can't apply liberty to you know the past where you know the socialists have managed to write the history. Mm-hmm. I can't apply liberty to. Other countries where I don't know their history, I can't apply it. Hold on just a second. I can't apply it to today because I understand how it would work. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, let me just say this too. All right, so, you know, back to what he was actually talking about, this whole Walmart thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so if you're working for Walmart, right, how do you think the average person working for Walmart can actually afford to pick up their family and move to another city when Walmart takes over the town?
One of the biggest problems with poor people is the money. When you have
exactly,
a free market
so,
currency,
I mean, nowadays it costs like thousands of dollars to just pick up and just go and move somewhere else. So the person that's working for Walmart, they can't just say, "Okay, this job sucks." I'm sorry. I hope that it's not a bad word.
No, they can't
just pick up everything and say, "Okay, you know, I'm going to move somewhere else and start over again."
Well, I'd like Wayne to address that. And
yeah.
So hold on a second. Let Wayne get a point out.
What I was going to say is that if you have a true free market economy, you also have a true free market currency and money. And people, you're going to have far less poor people because people's money goes further and they can afford to move it. And so they don't have to spend their money to discharge its value because it's losing value all the time. In a true free market economy with true money, because real money originates in the marketplace, not from government. So if there wasn't enough gold, you know, silver, of course, could be money. Bullets could be money. Toilet paper can be money. Anything can be money because you have barter as well as, in fact, real money like gold is like barter anyway.
Well, and that's all good and well and good. But the fact is, this whole scenario with the Walmart taking over a town is completely unrealistic. Yeah. It's not even possible, man. I mean,
yeah, but your economic theory is unrealistic too. I mean, Eric was living in the fantasy world. I think you guys are
wait. What part is unrealistic exactly?
What do you mean?
What you say, my economic theory is unrealistic. What specifically are you referring to?
Free market, laissez-faire capitalism. It's the same thing that communists say. They're like,
what?
Oh, yeah, you know, this will work if there was no government and everything worked the right way.
Communism requires central control. Communism requires government. That's not the same.
No, but, you know, I mean, what I'm saying is they say the same thing, like, oh, yeah, our system will work. It just hasn't been implemented the right way yet.
Well, there's evidence that the free market works. The marketplace is what has created all of the wondrous things that we have and take for granted in this world. The marketplace is what brings us air conditioning, grocery stores, the internet, all the things that you enjoy, your cell phone, all the things you take for granted. That's not as a result of government. Government slows down and impedes the market. Government is, it restricts freedom and it restricts the marketplace. So, you know, there's evidence that the freer a market is. Look at the computer industry, for instance. The more free and the less regulated a market is, the better the innovation, the better the competition, the better the prices, and the better the quality of the products and the services. I mean, we've got evidence to prove that our economic model is sound.
And look at all the wealthy people that the computer industry has created.
Yeah, but okay, we're almost on the same page, right? But like what I'm saying is, back to the first thing I said, okay, so, you know, okay, I'm just an average citizen here, right?
Mm-hmm, me too.
So what do I do when Carnegie calls in 50 armed thugs to come here and, like, massacre me?
I would assume you would call the police, which is what they're for.
Or you'd pick up your gun and shoot back.
I would assume you would call the police, and if the police didn't respond, then you would know that Carnegie had them in their pocket, and we're not talking about capitalism anymore. You're talking about crony capitalism. You're talking about the people using the government for their benefit. And, you know, the government has never been for the benefit of the middle, the little guy. The government's always for the benefit for the big guy who can has the deepest pocket.
Gary, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And really, again, all of these scary things these callers have been bringing up all exist in fantasy land. I mean, what's the profit incentive
so
for
libertarianism?
Hold
That's
on a second.
Fair.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Because as I pointed out, there's real evidence that the marketplace works and government doesn't.
It's true.
The fantasy that some business owner is going to come in, hire thugs to start killing people in a neighborhood, what's the profit incentive there exactly?
Well, I think that you can use, Pinkerton thugs to enforce a sweatshop mentality mm-hmm. amongst your workers. I absolutely do think that. But I also think that Pittsburgh, at the turn of the century, there wasn't the mobility that there currently is
and
today.
And how many of those people had firearms?
Well, I don't know.
And you didn't have a free flow of information like you have today either.
Right. So it's not fair to compare then to now. You know, the fact is there's no profit incentive to come in and start assassinating your customers or potential employees, especially if they start shooting back. Then you're going to have to pay your mercenaries even more to go in there and do that dirty work. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want that job. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, including the bulletin board system. We're approaching 250,000 posts, over 1,400 people interacting, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. That's NeverGetBusted.com. I still want to recap just a little bit or touch again on this totally fantastic scenario, insanely impossible scenario of, well, what if in a free market a business owner hires 50 thugs to come in and start shooting people? Oh, let's look at this from a realistic standpoint. What is the profit motive here? Do they want to take those individuals' properties? Maybe that would be a motivating possible factor.
The profit motive would be in the circumstance that the caller outlined. I can't remember, Reggie, was that his name?
It was Gary in New York.
Excuse me. That he outlined was, it's about labor. It would be really convenient to turn labor into slaves. So I can see a scenario that he's talking about. We certainly have around the world, we have sweatshops with overseers, and people are locked in for the day. And, you know, conditions that you and I would not want to work in go on.
So those people have actually come there voluntarily.
They have absolutely walked through the door. And they would have to walk through the door the next day after you sent in the Pinkerton thugs in order to enforce what your wishes were. The fear is that somehow our economy will devolve, you know, under laissez-faire capitalism, our economy will devolve to the point that the average working person simply would not be able to eat unless they went to work every day, which currently is not the case,
right,
for
absurd.
The average working person. You know, so I see what the concern is. I just think that, you know, when we're dealing with today, businesses are scrambling for good labor.
That's true. And again, we're also dealing with
labor can pick where they want to be.
Right. We're dealing with today where there are different businesses around in any given area, and if one business decides he wants to go and threaten his employees with mercenaries, he's going to hire mercenaries to go and threaten his $7 an hour Walmart workers? I mean,
what?
Yeah. How much is that going to cost you? Fiscally, it does not work out. And then once the people that are getting threatened start shooting back, which they would absolutely have the right to do, it's a free market, so every man is equal. Once these people start shooting back, then the mercenary is going to come back and say, we just lost five guys. I've got a family at home. You know, I'd rather go home. Unless you want to give me an extra $200,000 bonus to keep doing this kind of work, because my life's on the line at this point. I thought we were just going to be pushing around a bunch of, little peon employees, and here they are fighting back. So all of a sudden, then their mercenary costs double, and then they triple as they keep losing life. I mean, it's fiscally insane to do something like that, let alone the fact that people are going to see this happening. The customers that were using your business are going to see you using force on your own employees and say, whoa, I'm never buying anything from your store ever again. So, I mean, it's an absolutely ludicrous scenario.
There's also a lot of statist propaganda that's been kind of embedded in people's minds. If you look at some of the old westerns, even some of the old John Wayne westerns, they would always create these scenarios where you'd have this robber baron rancher who was trying to coerce land from the neighboring squatters. And I've watched a lot of
these. Marry a beautiful girl that the other rancher didn't want to give up, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that type of thing. So it's almost like this statist propaganda that was starting to invade America in the 30s and 40s in this country very subtly. And a lot of people still remember those scenarios, and they bring them up whenever you talk about free market capitalism. But what we forget is, or what they're forgetting is that if you look at the economy back then, in the early 1900s, that was when we had the smallest gap between the richest and the poorest Americans. That's when the dollar had the most purchasing power.
Mm. Fiat currency has increased that gap.
And yes. People don't really understand how, removing, metal backing to the currency has really robbed them of their wealth.
Yeah.
I mean, the rich people own gold because they know that that it's a hedge against inflation. Poor people don't have enough money to own gold, so they can't hedge against inflation. Even middle-class people, very few of them own gold.
One other thought on Gary's call. He did mention during his call briefly that he'd be fine with the idea of government going away, despite all the things that he said. and with that, I understand. I personally would rather take my chances that some random gang member was going to come by and try to extract money from me than have the actual, real looming threat that exists right now today that if I don't pay taxes, there absolutely will be a gang of armed thugs coming to my door to demand money from me or my life. And that's how it is today. The armed gang exists, at least in a free market. Then the armed gang doesn't have the sanction of government. It doesn't have that aura of legitimacy where no matter what the cops do, they can't get in trouble for it, that sort of thing. You come to my house with a gun, you're just another man. I don't care if you got a badge in a free market. Then you're just another man who's trying to assault me and my family, and you're going to pay for it.
Well, that's what the legal system is really for, is to protect the life and liberty of citizens. So, and if everybody truly had individual rights again, if somebody violated your rights, then you're entitled to either shoot them or sue them or file whatever against them.
It's the truth. Let's go to the phones to Joe in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hey there. Joe? Joe is on a cell phone?
That VoIP line is not too good.
Joe, if you're on a cell, we're going to put you back on hold, buddy. We'll bring you back here. Get outside or something like that, or get close to a window. 800-259-9231. Let's go, in the meantime, to Gene, the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I wanted to go back to what the earlier caller said about legal fictions.
Yes, sir.
And he stated corporations are legal fiction, and, of course, that's one of the terms that I like to bring up all the time on our discussions, but it also calls into play what I call a law in nature, and I call it the law of the creator. And that is that whatever creates something has power over its creation. In other words, you are subject to your creator.
Makes sense.
That's the reason that Marx said that the corporations are the correct subject of a tax that a government generates, and the reason that they're subject to that is because the government is their creator.
Right, it gives origin to them.
Right, and now to further that even, to make that even more abstract, the government itself is a fiction.
Yes.
So it is a creation of who?
The people.
We the people.
But, well, so theoretically the people, but in reality a few guys, few old guys a couple centuries ago.
The actual creators are no longer around.
Right.
So you have to really question whether such a thing as the USA even exists. Of course, my position is that it doesn't. But even if it did exist, when you create a corporation, you're going to the Secretary of State to ask permission for your creation. So the Secretary of State is technically your creator. And if you look at the government as fiction, then the people are the creator of government. So the
yes.
government is supposed to be subject to the people, not the people subject to the government. And so, therefore, no tax can possibly be laid on the creator. Just like I can't put a tax on God, neither can the government put a tax on me.
But wait a minute, Gene.
The government would, in fact, try to tax God if it knew how.
now Gene, wait, does that mean that my
God,
parents...
He won't let me.
Does that mean that my parents can tax me forever because they created me?
Well, it doesn't quite work that way because they technically didn't create you. All they did was donate a sperm and an egg.
Right. In the same way that I didn't create a corporation, my corporation that I have, the parents didn't create you. God created you because he gave the ability to sperm the egg. Since you don't believe in a God, you have no overlord.
Yeah, the Secretary of State is the one who created your corporation, even though you drew it up. You begged permission from the Secretary of State to have your creation stamped as some kind of a legitimate entity.
Right.
Now, it is strictly a fiction. It exists only in your mind, Mark, and the mind of those people who believe in the state.
Correct.
It's
well said.
Because they have it written down in their little book that you believe that that creation exists, and people that do business with you believe that that creation exists because it's got that little stamp on it.
Makes sense to
me. You know, and the system's so convoluted, the reason that I created a corporation was, in fact, to protect myself against the government. Anyway, you know,
agreed
we
to
created,
us in this.
My wife and I created a corporation, too.
Thanks for the call, Gene. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Go to keepyourassets.com and see how you can, too.
.net. Get your advertisers right, Mark. This is Free Talk Live. My goodness, people pay us for this crap.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. The Duke boys spent their time running from Roscoe and over curbs. Entertaining for TV, but in reality, they were a hazard. When I come back, I'll give the Dukes an emergency driving lesson.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindAShop.com.
BG.
Bo and Luke responded to the call of the wild with hazardous disregard. But here are the real rules of the road when it comes to sirens. If you hear an emergency vehicle's yowl or see red lights, pull over to the right side of the road and wait. If you're already stopped at an intersection, stay put. In any case, yielding right of way to an emergency vehicle is a law, so don't pull a Luke Duke and try to outrun the ambulance. And after an emergency vehicle's passed, stay aware of more that might follow. Remember, an ambulance's wail is sweet music to people in need, so always give them the right of way. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. You like the show? You want to help us out? Then you should go and buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Got lots of neat merchandise, including the hot-selling Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. Still a few more remaining on the shelf for you if you want to get one, but you should get one sooner rather than later because they're a limited edition. You get 2 gigabytes to store your MP3s. You can use it as a flash drive as well, so just put whatever files you want on there. Also, it is a voice recorder, so maybe you get pulled over by the cops. You want to do a little recording of the scene. You can do that stuff with this one device, plus it's an FM tuner, all rolled into one for less than $60. There's that. There's our Free Talk Live clothing, DVD Classic Archive collector's sets. We got flags. We've got so much. It's all there. Store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. It is David in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Hey there. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, Ian, you said a while ago that, you know, a company owner, that it's a fantasy that a company owner would hire armed thugs to actually commit violence against workers or members of a community. It's not a fantasy. It's a documented historical fact that's occurred many times throughout history. And you may not define that as capitalism, but it nevertheless has happened, and it's not a wild fantasy. And I don't think you're doing the cause of liberty any good by taking what is a documented historical fact and poo-pooing it as fantasy.
Well, I shot him down every time he said it.
Okay. I didn't hear that part.
Well, okay. So what? So besides the Andrew Carnegie example that the guy gave earlier, what are some other examples of this?
Well, the Ford strike break, you know, people were literally killed when that happened.
What's that?
Just for striking, for occupying the front of the plant and, you know, and picketing.
Where and when was this? When was this?
I don't have the exact year, but it says...
I know that they broke strikes, and, you know, that's the reason that I have to agree with him. I don't think that it by saying that it doesn't...
Wait, well,
there's no profit motive.
Hold on, did they hunt them down in their homes and go after them?
No, they were striking out in front of the factory.
No, but there are other examples where where what was done was tantamount to hunting people down in their homes, like most recently.
Were the people in front of the factory blocking the entrance? Were they using force against that business owner's property?
That basically is what a strike is. But a strike.
Well, how dare they? Who do those people think they are? That's not their property. That's that business owner's property. If somebody's on the front, you know, door of chaining themselves to my property, then if they don't want to walk away when I ask them to, then I should have the right to use force to remove them. What's wrong with that?
Oh. In some context, that
makes them trespassers, sir. And in many cases, trespassers can be shot.
Now, I'm not saying you should shoot them right out, but I think you should offer them the opportunity to leave. And if they don't want to leave, then in that case, you absolutely have the right
point,
to get violent with those people. Do you have a better example now?
Well, I do, but I would disagree with your interpretation of that. I don't.
What? How's that an interpretation exactly? You told me that they were blocking the front door.
I don't think striking a plant is quite the same thing as
someone. That's trespassing, sir.
It's not quite the same thing.
You're blocking the entrance to my business. That's the exact same thing as standing in the doorway to my house and holding a gun up against me. I mean, it's violence against my property, and my property is an extension of my life.
Nowadays, when people strike, they actually go on
the public
street.
I wouldn't agree that that's exactly the same thing as somebody coming into your home and doing something like that.
So the home is somehow more better property than the business? Is that what you're saying? Property's property, my man.
Yeah. Yeah, the other problem, too, is if you compare that with, let's say, how many people were killed by governments, statist governments in the 20th century, over 120 million people were killed by their own governments.
Good point.
And you take that and you compare it with a few scumbag so-called capitalists. And nowadays, I don't think that would happen so easily if we went back to a free market economy. Because information travels quicker.
I can give you a recent example. Recently in Honduras, there was a company, Bechtel, maybe you've heard of them.
Bechtel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they went down there, and one of the rules that they had for these people was that they couldn't collect their own drinking water in buckets outside their own homes, and that if they tried to do that, they would actually send people over and beat them up.
Where was the government in this particular situation?
Huh?
Where was the government in this situation?
Bechtel, for all practical purposes, was the government of Honduras until the people drove them out.
Right.
Oh, so it didn't work for them, huh?
It didn't work for them, but the people had to get violent again.
That's right. Well, guess what? If somebody comes to your house with a gun giving you orders, then you're damn right you better get violent with them to throw them off of you.
It creates peace.
So, yeah, exactly. If somebody tries to run roughshod over your freedoms and your property, whether it be your business or your home, whether it be a business that's attacking you or another individual that's attacking you, you absolutely have the right to defend yourself. And it sounds like those people in that case did the right thing. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I didn't hear any good examples on his part, did you? Sounded to me like the people did the right thing in the case of Bechtel. They fought him off. And it sounds to me like in the case of the strikers, they got what they deserved in that particular case.
Well, I do think that there is there's certainly circumstances where a company or a business owner or a corporation or whatever would and could try to employ force against their workers. But I don't think that it works quite as well in America today, where just about everybody has a car, where just about everybody has an internet connection, where everybody has a cell phone.
Every third person has a gun.
And I just don't think that it's likely that the American population, to the level of wealth it has achieved, is going to be diminished down to the level of third world overnight simply by the application of laissez-faire capitalism. I own my own labor. I decide where to take it. And you know what? It's hugely powerful in this particular market.
That's right. As we become more sovereign as individuals at a new level, those things are not going to happen as easily. And that's one of the few roles of law enforcement is to protect liberty and property, as we've discussed before.
Well, unfortunately, Wayne, that's the fantasy sort of role of law enforcement, theoretical role of law enforcement. But the reality is that in order for law enforcement to supposedly protect your property and all that, then they have to actually put your property and your life in jeopardy.
I know, but I was watching Andy Griffith reruns the other night, and that's just not how it goes.
Well, those were peace officers.
Yes.
The difference between a peace officer and a law enforcement officer.
That's right.
The law enforcement officer's out there trying to bust his many people for the seatbelt violations and the marijuana possession and whatever other damn laws he can find you violating. The peace officer exists to simply restore the peace. So if you're at a bar, you're starting some crap with the other guy at the other end of the bar, the bar owner calls up the police, the peace officer comes in, removes one of the patrons from the bar, says, you don't go back in that bar or we're going to have more words at this point. That's what a peace officer does. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. So, you know, the examples he gave just don't apply to the real world today, and even the examples he gave were full of holes. So, what do you got? 800.
Well, you can't always come up with the best examples, and, you know, I mean,
there always are going to be people who try to game the system and do things like that, but if those people, those abusers, are not centralized, if they don't have centralized control, They can only do so much.
Right, and in the case, it sounded like in the case of Bechtel, they were working hand-in-hand with the government to have that centralized control. And also, another important factor is in the free market, we would be transitioning to total private property. And with total private property comes complete private property rights. And people are going to want to defend their private property against any sort of intruder,
and
whether it be a common burglar or a gang.
That's right, and protect the environment, too. They're not going to let people dump stuff on their property.
Sure.
The big government is the biggest polluter of all, and some of the big corporations that are in bed with them.
I think the military or the government in general is bigger than all of the top four corporate polluters combined.
There you go.
So,
and they have the protection of being able to do whatever the hell they want because they have the EPA.
Right, you can't sue the military.
You're looking, you look to the government to protect your natural resources, so they create an agency called the EPA, and what do? You know, they just do whatever the hell they want because now they can.
Right.
You've given them the power to police this.
That's right. And in a true free market society, if somebody injures you, if there's any kind of injury, they you should have the right to do whatever you want as long as you don't hurt other people. So if there's an injury of any kind on your part from somebody else, you have legal recourse. You can, like we said before, you can do whatever you want. You can file lawsuits or whatever. And it, not to fill up the courts with this stuff, but people are not going to abuse it if they really will lose their property over it.
I've actually got a great story coming up talking about how police are supposed to protect your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or the pursuit of property, whatever you want to call that. I've got a great story about seatbelts. Now, last week here in New Hampshire, thank goodness, The Senate rejected the seatbelt bill, which would have made New Hampshire the 50th and the final state in America to mandate on adults that they must wear seatbelts when riding
cars. We were only 5 votes away from having seatbelts as mandatory, though.
But that's astonishing, considering it's a Democratic majority.
That's true. No,
it was 16-8, wasn't it? That's 5 votes. Change over to the other side, and bam, you've got
seatbelts. Right. Okay, good point. 800-259-9231. Let's talk about the Buckle Up campaign. You might have heard the ads running on the radio.
Click your ticket.
These are the people that are supposed to be protecting you.
Mm-hmm. Threatening the crap out of you.
It's Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is coming up. You can take control and bring up whatever you want.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Did you?